Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can hear the game right here on The Fan at 7:30 tonight. The voice of the Capitals, John Walton, will be on the call, and he joins us now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. John, thank you for a few minutes. Happy New Year to you. Let's do the hockey.
Yeah, let's do it. And if I had known you guys were going to be that close, I should have come over and gotten some wings. I feel like I might have missed out on a good opportunity there. But you know what? It's a great atmosphere outside. I was just outside a little bit ago. The rain held off. And it is really great to have hockey back. Just can't wait to get it going here.
What's the most important thing for this team this year?
Danny, I think the most important thing is getting offensive production from the third line. This team was really good from the top forward all the way to the 12th forward, the two goaltenders, the 6D. But the one thing that they just never really figured out last year was how to get scoring production from the third line. It started with Henrik Slutsky at the beginning of the season. It didn't work out, and he got sent to Hershey. They traded for Lars Eller, and I love me some Tiger, but there just wasn't enough offense there this time around. And there just weren't that many goals. There are a lot of goals on this team they scored, but not a lot of them came from there. So I'm going to be watching tonight Anthony Beauvillier, Henrik Lapierre, and Ryan Leonard. There's great potential in Leonard. Henrik Lapierre was the team's best player in the preseason. He's come in to grab a job, and he did. He even changed the trajectory. I talked with Spencer Carberry. We'll have it on the pregame tonight. Talking about, look, we were talking to have Connor McMichael at center on the third line, and he came in and basically changed our plans. And good for him because, you know, making those decisions tough, that's what you need. So I love what we saw in camp. You got to make it work in the regular season. It's got to start here tonight against Boston. But more offense on the third line. Do that, and I think this team's going to be just fine.
John, Henrik Lapierre was the leader in the NHL in points for most of the preseason. So the production was obvious, and that's how he crowbarred his way into the mix here. But what is different about his game? What have you seen as a progression? Because as you said, last year they gave him a third line role. It didn't stick. They're running it back and trying again this year. And then also give me a thought on Leonard, who looked way more comfortable, finished with way more ability and consistency in the preseason than he did in the regular year last year.
Yeah, I mean, and both kind of have similar stories, just in different places in their career. And for Hendricks, I just thought he was very tentative last year, and he just never really attacked the puck. And I think part of the issue with Hendricks, too, and it's great to the winning and development down on the farm in Hershey, and they won back-to-back Calder Cups, and he was even the MVP for the second one. But he played into July for 2 years, and the Bears went out in the second round this year, and he had some more time. And just hearing, you know, Chris Patrick talk about that and Spencer Carberry, where he got more summer not only to work out and get bigger and stronger, but also rest and come into camp ready to go. And I see him attacking the net. I see a shoot first mentality that I didn't see, quite frankly, a year ago during camp. It just wasn't enough. I kept waiting, like, oh, it's got to come. Well, he's going to be 3C on opening night. Well, it's got to come. And it just never did. And no goals in 27 games. There wasn't a choice. They had to send him down. But that's the exact opposite to your point that he did this year. He came in and just lit it up, and he distributed the puck. He won faceoffs too. I mean, it wasn't just the points. It was the fact that he was winning draws. He didn't look out of place at all at any point. I think he's ready to go. Ryan Leonard, you know, it's still a little bit of a work in progress. I love the fact that he was scoring goals in the preseason. You could see that confidence. He's got an unbelievable shot. He's coming in with a pretty high pedigree, led the nation in scoring among NCAA, you know, top 10 pick, you know, all of those things. He's got to play at both ends. I mean, I want to see a little bit more on the defensive side. Saw a few things in the preseason. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, he's learning still. And I think we got to understand as a fan base and as a media corps, like there's going to be some growth that he's still going to have to experience. He's still his first opening night. He's still first time he's going to have a full season in the NHL. But, boy, the sky's the limit. And really looking forward to seeing what those two can do with Anthony Beauvillier.
It goes without saying, and John Walton on the call, Caps Hockey tonight, 7:30, puck drop right here on the Fan for game one. Those are the two guys that could be this year's kids that make elite, like McMichael and Protas did last year. But what about the guys that didn't make the roster, who provide the depth, who in most organizations would be on the team based on their camp and preseason? I'm thinking Ivan Mereshnichenko, the other Protas, little Protas, who's 6'6 all of a sudden, Ilya, and then also Andrew Kristol. I mean, will we see those guys early or at all this year, or is the Caps plan that ideally they won't have to tap into them this season?
I think it's more the second one that you hope you don't have to, and all of that's pretty well based on are there injuries, is there a necessity. But, man, Ilya Protas is a specimen. Like, he may turn and make a play at the net in the Columbus game where and he didn't score, but I was like, man, just look at the instincts and going to the front of the net, and he's already as big as his brother. And, you know, we saw for Alexei, I was like, going into last year, I said, gosh, if he could get to double digits in goals, even 15, like, that'd be a nice season. And he goes out and drops 30 on us. At some point, I mean, if you've got both of those guys and the size and the speed, and I'd even throw Eric Mateko in there, who we really liked during the preseason. Ryan Chesley was great, I thought, defensively. And you can see the next wave coming. The job that this organization has done in this rebuild on the fly that went back to the trade deadline in 2023 and said, you know what, we're not making the playoffs this year, but we're going to get some picks. And we brought in Rasmus Sandin, and we're going to last summer go out and bring seven new guys in and just spot on across the board, all guys that contributed and guys that excelled, including the starting goaltender tonight, Logan Thompson, 30 wins last year, to be able to move that needle forward. Now you got to take the next step, right? I mean, last year was great, but you've got to be able to get production from whatever is on the farm if you need it. To be able to have guys go to the next level, the third line, as we talked about. And defensively, I mean, I think a lot of people, even outside of Washington, look at this decor and say it might be the best in the NHL. You've got guys that can score. You've got guys all the way through that are tough to play against, positionally sound, make it easy on the goaltenders a lot of nights. That'll take you a long way. And I think that's the real backbone of this team, is a decor that might be second to none in the whole league as we get going tonight.
You know the voice. It's John Walton, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, joining us here on Grant and Danny live from City Tap in Penn Quarter. John, Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time, one of the great athletes of all time. I'm not saying anything to besmirch him. I'm just trying to make a point here for a second. In his age 38 season, he managed 9 goals across 70 games. In Alex Ovechkin's age 39 season, he managed 44 goals in a season where he broke his leg. I have run out of words. I don't have we need to make up new ones to try to describe how patently absurd all of this was and still remains to this day. What do we expect from age 40, Alex Ovechkin?
I never think the low end, that's for sure. I mean, and to your point, and it's a great one, you know, that's what he did last year. So when everybody asks the question, and everyone does, is he retiring? Is this the last year? And truly, I don't think he knows. I think it just going to play this out and see how it goes. I honestly think that now that we're at opening night, I think that's the way it's going to go. It's his business and his alone. But when you had the year he had last year, how could you leave at this point? Like, if maybe you don't get 44, maybe you get 35, maybe you get even 30, but if you do, like, you're still producing, and the power play and all the things that, you know, and how do you walk away from that? So, I mean, I think we'll know through the course of the year. I mean, Father Time's undefeated, but Father Time never met Alex Ovechkin, I'll tell you, because you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, Wayne Gretzky, my goodness. I mean, you know, all his goals came in his 20s, really, a lot of them. And, you know, here he is. And, right, with a broken leg and all of that, and we all thought, oh, gosh, what's this going to do? Is he going to be able to come back from it? Well, he did just fine, and he just mowed it down. I mean, that's the thing. Think back to those few days in April when he got to 895. It wasn't like he just limped into it. He mowed it right over. He's like, you know what? 2 goals, could have had 4 against Chicago at home that night, and then just go grab it in the second period the very next game. He just will always be the best to ever do it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, how about the fourth line? A change has been made with Duhame and Dowd, one of the few additions this offseason, and Justin Sortif. What do we think?
You know what? This is a real big night for him, and I'm glad you brought him up because, you know, they like his skating, a little bit of toughness there. And, you know, I had a chance to talk with him a little bit this week. I mean, he's excited. You know, he didn't really get a chance in the Florida organization because – Florida is very good. They won the Cup back-to-back years, and he just couldn't quite break through. But now he's got that opportunity. He's here on opening night. You know, he's got a regular line to play on. And who better to learn from than Nick Dowd, who's one of the best defensive guys to do it. I think that's going to be a line that gets a lot of ice time. And he gets to come down the tunnel for the first time tonight. You're right. I mean, there's 20 guys on his roster that played here last year. And so, run it back after 111 points. Why would you change very much? But, you know, how excited must he be? And I love those stories when you get to this and you've just waited all your life. Yeah, he got called up, but he's only played 4 NHL games in his whole career. Tonight, in our town, with a juiced house and coming down that tunnel for the first time, a brand new locker room, by the way, it's just a great story. I love that for him, and I hope he has a great season with those guys.
Give me it's hard to say on a veteran team with a bunch of guys in their prime. The younger players, I think, of quote-unquote, are, you know, in their primes right now. Guys like Dylan Strome, Connor McMichael, PLD, et cetera. But give me, if there is such a thing on this roster, John, give me a breakout candidate, someone that we're not thinking about that might have a great year.
That's an interesting question. I mean, Ryan Leonard would be the guy that, I mean, you'd be wondering, you know, what does he do in his first full year? Because it's not easy to jump up and do what he did last year to, you know, on the way to the second best record in the NHL and catching a moving train and leaving college to be with a good NHL team. And then in the playoffs, and oh, by the way, Wayne Gretzky's congratulating you in person on your first goal. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff that we'll never see again. I mean, I think that's a possibility. But you know what? The guy for me that just because he's on that same line and not somebody we're necessarily thinking about, I think Anthony Beauvillier could have a big year. This is a guy who's played with Alex Ovechkin, but he's also played with Sidney Crosby. He's played with Matt Barzell of the Islanders. He knows how to play with good players, and now he's at a point in his career where he can kind of take that role and run with it. And how many guys have we seen that have come here? Logan Thompson last year, Pierre-Luc Dubois last year. I mean, you can go back to the Cup team and a guy like Brett Connolly and Devontae Smith-Pelly didn't work somewhere else. And hey, no, nobody wanted him. And then you come here and you do big things. And I've got our first radio show on your very station on Saturday morning. We're going to talk to Chris Patrick about this. What makes this culture and this team so special? The guys come here, it's like, well, you know, like Logan Thompson, a little chip on the shoulder. Team Canada doesn't want me, or Vegas didn't want me, and I'm going to come in here, I'm going to win 30 games. There's a fostering of, listen, you be you, and we accept you, and you come in here and just play hockey. If you help us win, we want you here. And I think for Anthony Beauvillier, that could be that this year, that he has a big offensive year because, you know, that faith, and, you know, he's bounced around with a few teams, but now he gets to come here and just like, you know what, this is your role. Go help these kids be better and make you better too in the meantime. I think that might be my pick, Anthony.
John Walton, 7:30 start time tonight. Pre-game about 15 minutes before that right here on The Fan. John, last one I'll let you out on this. I was just here for the preseason game a week ago against Boston. This is not your older brother's Bruins team. Give us a little scouting report on the opponent tonight.
Yeah, they're in transition. I mean, this is not, you know, and it was so used to for so many years. You know, here comes Marchand, here comes Bergeron, here comes Krejci. You know, David Pastrnak is still a world-class goal scorer, but they don't have a lot beyond that. They've got a team. Victor Arvidsson has haunted the Capitals in his previous incarnations, most notably in Nashville. But they're trying to find offense. Marco Sturm, who played for the Capitals briefly, is going to make his NHL coaching debut tonight, head coach behind the bench, coming up from NHL Ontario. So they've got some guys on defense. I like Charlie McAvoy and Mason Lauri. That's their top deep pair. That they've got to play a lot. You're going to hear those names, see those names a lot tonight. But this is a team that, I mean, if when you look at them defensively, Jeremy Swayman's a good goalie, but you can get shot volume on these guys. It's just a matter of forecheck and getting shots. And I think when you do that, you got a real good chance of winning. You know, the Islanders and the Rangers. The Rangers, I thought, were real quiet last night against the Penguins, and honestly, that surprised me. I don't think all that much of what Pittsburgh has right now beyond Sidney Crosby, and their veterans have gotten older. But, hey, they looked good last night, and they beat the Rangers and shut them out in their home opener. So you got that on Sunday. You got the Islanders. I'm hoping that, you know, this team finds a way to, you know, put two or three wins on the board here and then feel pretty good about yourself going into the first full week next week.
You mentioned Saturday's broadcast. Tell people about the Caps cast you're doing.
Yeah, so Caps Saturday face-off, 7 to 8 a.m. We're really pumped about it. We're going to have a full hour of Caps talk every week during the season. Chris Patrick's going to join me this week. We're going to have Spencer Carberry in a long sit-down conversation. Katie Florio with a couple of players talking about off-ice stuff. It's going to be really good, and we're really looking forward to it all season long. 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings throughout the season, Caps Saturday face-off. And pumped to be part of the family, guys.
Love having you, man. Always invited. Open door policy.
Yeah.
You know that.
Just a little corner of real estate on the 01067.
That's right.
Just wipe your feet and have a seat on the couch, man. Copeland's on the way.
I don't mind if I do. Thank you.
Love it, brother. Have a great call tonight, man. Have a great season, buddy. Thank you as always.
All right, fellas. We'll see you. Thank you.
There's John Walton, 7:30. The Caps begin a brand new campaign. He will be in the call right here on 1067 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.